God is faithful. You were called by him into fellowship with Jesus Christ, our Lord. If you heard nothing else today, hear that. Embrace that your calling first is to enjoy the one you've been called into, and to enjoy and to experience that through our Father by his Spirit. If you don't, you will not find joy in planting or pastoring his church. Your call into fellowship with him trumps anything you would do for him. And I'm saying that if I heard this before I planted my first church, if someone had told me and helped to massage this truth into my soul, my first church plant would have went well. In 2003, I sensed this call of God calling me to plant a church. Now, this church that I planted in 2004 was affirmed and determined by a coin toss and not community. You heard me? A call to plant a church to oversee souls was determined by a coin toss and not true community. That plant went for 8.5 years and it grew to about 200 adults. And in God's grace and sovereignty, he allowed that church to be dissolved in September of 2011. And if I can be honest in this room, when I did that plant, I did not understand who I was in Christ. So I was unable to enjoy Christ while I planted. And because of this, because I did not enjoy my calling in him, I used people. I used them to get what I could get from them and not be a service or a servant to them. But again, God in his grace allowed their church to dissolve, and with that same grace, in March of 2012, led me to an 8-to-9 boot camp in Dallas, Texas. This boot camp was a game changer. First, the content was on point. Secondly, I have finally found a network who believed in the calling that God had called me to. And if I can be real for a moment, I saw white people. Able to fund my dreams. Able to fund my plant. I saw cash. There are five elements to every church plant. There's a call to know who Christ is. There's this calling that to plant that would not die out. There is this need to be in community where they can both affirm and invest in your calling. There must be a city and the people to help establish that call, but then you need cash to make it happen. Cash makes the dream possible. After attending this boot camp, I started to apply for 829. In May of that same year, I had a random email come through, and it was an invitation to an 829 roundtable. I go inside the place, and y'all, there I am, around 829 guys. Again, I'm the only black in the place, and I came ready. I had my church cards ready. I had my church prospectus ready. I was ready to ask for cash. I gave my card out to every dude at the table and said, man, give your boy a call. Help me fund what God has called me to. A month later, a guy named Rodney Hobbs called me. Valentine, I want to meet with you at Starbucks. Y'all, it was this conversation that changed my life, my marriage, and my ministry. Rodney had me to sit down and order me some coffee. And what I did not know what the dude was setting me up. I went there ready to ask for cash. But instead, he says, tell me your story. began to unfold my story to Rodney. And about 30 minutes into that, he said, "How can I talk you out of this church plant?" See, at this time, I had already started a church plant number two. And Rodney, hearing my story, said, "Valentine, you are not ready." And what I realized in that conversation was that God was willing to give me what I needed, and what I needed was not cash, but community. The kind of community that God shapes and forms a calling. The kind that God used in my life, again, to change my life, my marriage, and my ministry. I went home bitter, but better. On the inside, I knew that God was working, but to work through a 5'6", 165-pound guy wet to tell me to do something different hurt. You're 5'6". 160 wet, telling me to change? No, but God, he was using that, because here is the sad part. I didn't find other black churches to help plant the church, to help support and train me. God would use a 5'6", 160 guy in a community of white people to equip and invest in me to plant the kind of church he wanted me to plant. So I go, I pray about it. They said, "Valentine, can you come back in about 2 weeks and let's talk about what we're gonna do if you accept this offer?" So when I got back and met him again, it was Rodney and this guy named Dave. They all sat with me at Starbucks again and said, "Valentine, now we have access to all of your info from the application of Acts 29. And what we see is that you are in debt $169,000. So you want to plant a church." He said, "Valentine, there is a difference between planting a church and planting a healthy church. So if you want our help, here's how that help looks. First, you need to move out of your house into an apartment because you can't afford the house you live in. Two, you drove up in a Tundra and your wife drives an Infiniti. Y'all need to sell those cars and buy cash cars. Three, you must sit in through a Dave Ramsey course and we will assign you a financial advisor for the next year, and he must have full access to all your credit cards and bank account. He must have all access to that. And then, Valentine, you can't shop or eat out for a whole year. You can't even buy Starbucks for the next 6 months. That's on us. Valentine, what we're asking you to do, I know there's a need for great humility and for you to remain teachable, but this is the way we see ourselves helping show up your call. And we understand if you don't get it. Go home, communicate this to your wife, and then let us know." Y'all, I went home to my wife. She didn't say no, she said no. "We're not doing that one." We cried and struggled together. But I said, "Alicia, I know this is what God is calling for my life. There's a grace there that I see. There's a heart to love and serve me." So we said yes. Now she said yes, saying no on the inside. But 8 months down the road, my wife said, "Dee, I finally get it. I see what God is doing." I stand here today praising God for my call first into fellowship with Jesus, and then his call on my life to plant churches, and what he has done in me and through me because of true community. I must admit, God is still working in my heart. He is constantly reminding me of the greatest calling I have is being his son, and that never changes. Son, your greatest call is not being a planter or a pastor, but being a son of mine. Never lose that son. After 18 months now in our current church plant, God has to often rehearse that truth into my soul. Your greatest privilege, your greatest honor is being my son. You have fellowship with me. Don't lose that. The last 6 months have been the most challenging seasons of my life, but I'm sure of his calling in and through my life, and I'm thankful for the community he has used to both strengthen and encourage me. Also, it has meant a lot to me having other churches in the A29 network support a brother. You guys know who you are. I stand here saying thanks. Thanks for supporting a dude from the hood. A dude that's a two-time felon. Thank you enough for believing in God and investing in a man like me to fulfill my call. I leave with this. God is faithful to remind you over and over of your greatest call on earth established in heavens, and that is your fellowship with his son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Enjoy Jesus and embrace your call.